We spoke a lot about the various Moadim and Chagim that have passed, and now in Parshas Bereishis we have the mitzvah of Shabbos. We'll speak a little bit about Shabbos. Torah tells us in this Sedra, Vayivorech Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed and sanctified the Shabbos. The Rambam tells us that there are four main commandments concerning the Shabbos, two from the Torah and two rabbinic, Zohar v'Shomar from the Torah, and Oneg and Kavod midrabbanan from rabbinic. The Balei HaTosfos commenting on the Musaf of Shabbos, where it says, Korban Musaf Shabbos Koroi, the Musaf sacrifice of Shabbos, as is befitting it. And the idea is that there are two lambs that are brought on Shabbos, and this is befitting the Shabbos, for everything about the Shabbos is double. We have Lechem Mishnah, we have Shomar V'Zachar, and so on. Everything about Shabbos is double. The idea being that Shabbos has a dual idea behind it, two complementary ideas. As it says, that the Shabbos is holy, sanctified. Sanctified means that a person has to separate himself from this physical world to a certain degree on Shabbos, from the creative activities of this world. And that teaches a person that he is not the creator, but he's a created being who has to fit into the framework that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And he's not free to do whatever he wants in this world. A person works 6 days and begins to think he's the master of the world. So one day a week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, refrain from creating, so you'll know that you're not the creator and you are bound to the design of the creator and have to fit within his framework. And that is the concept of Shomar es Yom HaShabbos, separating from physical activity, this is the idea of Kedusha Shabbos, as it says, Eshabsosai Tishmoru, observe the Shabbos, Umikdoshi Tiro. Mikdoshi, according to some, refers to the Shabbos itself. Shabbos is a sanctified day. However, complementing that lesson is that within that framework, that a person has to contain himself and learn from the Shabbos that he's not the creator, but within the framework that God created, man is very important, for he becomes a partner in the act of creation, in so far that man then takes this world and creates from it the world to come. That is the idea of Ayivorech. God blessed the Shabbos, put into the Shabbos the power of blessing, of making things more, of extending and expanding this world to create the world to come. And this is the idea of Oneg Shabbos, the idea of enjoying the Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, which the idea of Olam Haba is L'shaneg al Hashem, to have that pleasure in having that close connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Shomar aspect, the Kedusha aspect, is connected to the Kavod of Shabbos, the respect for Shabbos, and the respect for the Ribbono Shel Olam who gave it. And in that respect, we know that Shabbos both has female aspects and male aspects. Shabbos is referred to sometimes in the Torah as female and sometimes as male. Female is always the one who receives. Shabbos is the female. It receives from us its importance when we observe the Shabbos and we make the statement that we are not the creators and we have to fit into God's framework, and if he says we can't use the world, then we can't use it. By making that statement and observing the Shabbos, we actually make the Shabbos significant. And that's what it says, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos. When the Jewish people observe the Shabbos, laso sa Shabbos, that in fact makes the Shabbos. Shabbos, on the other hand, is like a male. The male is the one who gives over. We're the receivers. Shabbos teaches us how important we are in the scheme of things, in God's framework, that we are partners and we are the ones who create from this world the world to come. So in that respect, the Shabbos confers on us importance. Shabbos is the male and we are the female. And that is Shomar v'Zachar b'dibur echad. The Shomar comes first, because that's Friday night. Friday night is the more female aspect of Shabbos, where our observing Shabbos makes the Shabbos significant. And the morning is Zohar, is Yom HaShabbos, where the Shabbos is for pleasure, and the idea of Shabbos conferring on us the partnership with God in creating the world to come. That's why Friday night we say Bo in Shmoneh Esrei, referring to the Shabbos as female. Shabbos morning we say Bo, referring to Shabbos as male. And Mincha, we put them together, Bom, together. And this also is the concept of Shabbos that precedes the week, and Shabbos that is the culmination of the week. We find that if somebody's lost in the desert, and he loses track of time, so when he realizes that he doesn't know what day it is, according to one opinion, he makes that first night Shabbos, and then counts 6 days and makes another Shabbos. According to another opinion, he makes that first day that he doesn't know when it is, Sunday, counts 6 days and makes a Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that from man's standpoint, Shabbos came first. He was created on Friday afternoon. His first day was Shabbos, and the 6 days followed. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standpoint, he created the world in 6 days and then made a Shabbos. The idea being that from man's standpoint, we have to first have the Shabbos to put this world into perspective. In that respect, Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. It is the source of all blessing. The blessing comes when we use the world properly, but the source of that blessing is the Shabbos before the 6 days that put them into perspective. And Shabbos as the culmination of the 6 days is from God's perspective, that he wants man to be a partner in creation and work 6 days and use this physical world to create the Shabbos of Olam Haba. And Shabbos therefore teaches three lessons. If Shabbos would only teach us that God created the world, we should really celebrate Sunday. Sunday is the beginning of creation. But Shabbos also teaches me that God created the world for a purpose. And the fact that he stopped creating shows that he had a purpose, because a person only stops doing what he's doing if he gets tired, bored, or completes what he planned to do. God never gets tired, never gets bored, never runs out of materials, so he could have continued creating. The fact that he stopped means that he had a purpose, a goal, and he reached that goal. In that case, we should celebrate Friday, which is the end of creation. The reason we celebrate Shabbos is the world is created, has a goal in creation, and the goal is beyond the physical world. The goal is the spiritual world of Shabbos. Could be that's why the Christians celebrate Sunday. They don't believe that this world has too much of a purpose. It's just a test that a person should try to avoid as much as possible. Go into a convent, don't get married, don't eat too much, don't speak, don't wear nice clothing. Avoid this world. It's an evil. So the world was created, but they don't feel this world has too much of a purpose. The Muslims celebrate Friday. They believe the world was created by God, and they also believe that this world is basically everything there is. And even in the next world, a person has a physical existence. We are the only ones who celebrate Shabbos to teach all three lessons. Could be for this reason, Shabbos wasn't given to B'nai Noach, to the non-Jewish world. And just the opposite. Yom v'layla, they have to work constantly. They don't have a day of rest. The reason is because the Goyim's purpose is to perfect this world, but not to take this world and create the next world. They're supposed to live in this world morally. When you're living in this world morally and you don't have that power to create the world to come, so you don't have Shabbos as a echo of the world to come, and you also don't need the lesson of Shabbos that you're not the creator, because there's not too much you can do anyway. You're limited only to this physical world, and not to be able to take the physical world and create eternity from it. The Jewish people, on the other hand, who create Olam Haba, need that lesson that they're not creators, and at the same time have the ability to take from the 6 days and to actually create the Olam Haba. And even though Goyim also have a share in the world to come, if they keep their 7 mitzvahs properly, they have a share in the world to come, because they help the Jewish people to have a base in this physical world to be able to create that Olam Haba. So the Goyim, it's enough their 7 mitzvahs to keep them within the framework. They don't have to be holy. They just have to be moral. For that, you don't need a Shabbos. You just need the 7 mitzvahs. For the Jew to be holy and to be able to take this world and create the world to come, there the danger that he may think he's a creator is greater. He needs a Shabbos to teach him that he's not. And he also has the Shabbos as the idea of working 6 days and creating the world to come. If we strengthen ourselves and we understand that the world was created, as it says, Bereishis, for the Torah and for the Jewish people, that through the Torah we transform Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba for our sake and for the entire world's sake. And that is the purpose of why this world was created. And we strengthen our Shabbos that it should reflect all these ideas, and our Shabbos table, and the Shabbos, what we do on Shabbos, and how much we learn Torah, and we sanctify the Shabbos, and we represent it as a blessing for the entire 6 days, and we bring that Shabbos into the week with its sanctification and with its lessons, then we'll be zocha to Yom Shekulo Shabbos, to the time when the entire world will always have Shabbos, b'vias goel tzedek m'heirav yameinu.